Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Mr. Wonderful, at your service. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Don Fotopoulos back on the show. Don is a great member of our Brain Trust, the founder of SmallBizHelp.com, the author of Accounting for the Number Phobic, and she's become a Google Hangout star. And a great resource for us and for you, Don Fotopoulos. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Okay, so one of the things you've been doing recently, and your whole professional goal is which I admire so much and is needed so much, is to help small business owners understand the financial part of their business. You and I've talked about this before. If we could show everybody who's thinking about going into business, if we could help them understand the difference between cash and accounting, and what it means to be undercapitalized, not only we could not only cut the failures. One of the reasons why we cut the failures is we could probably stop people from starting a business because they'd realize they don't have enough capital.
Yeah, that's right. Or they don't know what they're doing with the capital that they do have,
exactly.
And that's the other problem.
Exactly. So one of the things you've been doing, though, recently is sort of looking at some of the contestants on the show Shark Tank, and helping people understand some of the things that are going on, maybe a little bit behind the scenes there. Recently, I noticed one recently was you were showing in your video. How the offer that was made to this guy actually demonstrated how much his business should be valued at.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it was so, what's unbelievable to me, Jim, is how incredibly naive these people are. All of them, okay? Some of them do their homework. But how naive they are before they go in front of these unbelievably savvy investors.
Billionaires.
Right? There's a reason why they call it a shark tank.
Right.
But at the end of the day, they haven't thought it through. So what I basically do is I interpret what's going on, you know, as they throw these numbers around, because let's not forget, Shark Tank is all about the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Because whether you like it or not, there's actually real money that gets exchanged if they actually do the deal, right?
Right.
So this guy goes in there and he says, you know, I want $275,000 for 10% of my business. What is he really saying? What he's saying is, I think my business is worth almost $3 million.
Right.
All right? So the add-on question to that one is, on what basis? So when you look at the shark's faces, when this guy shows up and he says, you know, 275 bucks for 10%, their eyeballs almost fall out of their head because I go to this guy, well, you know, what are your revenues?
Mm-hmm.
What's your gross margin? What's your bottom line? What's your net income look like? And what's your cash flow look like? Because they're in their minds, they're saying your business is worth a multiple of net income, where it's a multiple of cash flow.
Right.
And if you don't know those numbers, you are truly dead in the water.
And his $2 million revenue is not a way to measure the value. He was valuing his business almost 50% more than his revenue was.
That's right. So you got to say to yourself, he was actually valuing his business as a multiple of revenues, which is top line, as you know, right? It's if you pay all your expenses.
Right.
And the sharks were measuring the value of the business based on bottom line, which is after you've paid all your expenses. And this is no small difference. So in most businesses, right, and even in, he's in the custom tailoring business. It was Bello Verde was the name of the company. And he was incensed that, you know, the sharks were not giving him more credit than that. But the truth of the matter is the sharks are right. Most businesses, whether they're investors, banks, they're going to measure a business based on multiples of bottom line. Why? Because they're not going to allow you they're not going to give you any credit until they see what's left over after you pay your expenses. And then cash flow, like you were just saying, right?
Right.
How good are you at collecting against invoices?
Mm-hmm.
How good are you at managing credit lines and things like that? So
the other thing,
a big difference.
The other thing that what I think the guy was doing going in was he was asking for the money, the amount of money he needed, and then he offered the amount of ownership he was willing to give up, which hadn't and neither one of them had any basis in the way to value a business.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So
we gotta go to a quick break here. Now, one of the things, folks, that you may have heard me say before, and I'm going to say we'll be talking more about with Dawn in the next few minutes, is you'll be hearing my attitude about Shark Tank, and Dawn may or may not agree with me, but I don't watch the Shark Tank on a regular basis because I don't think it helps as much as a lot of people think it does. But we'll talk about this with Dawn, get her opinion after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us.
How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.